Omarion Hampton's name does not appear in the reporting on Thursday's 41-17 loss to San Francisco. The starter's only series lasted 3 snaps. The lone rushing attempt on it went for a loss of a yard, per Miles Simmons at Pro Football Talk, with no ball carrier identified in the coverage we can cite. And after that, the backfield work belonged to the reserves, who managed 31 yards on 17 carries collectively, per Thomas Martinez's grades at Sports Illustrated's Chargers site, with undrafted rookie Greg Desrosiers drawing the only praise among the backs. Whether Hampton took a snap at all went unreported. So this files as a quiet week, honestly labeled. Two things around him did move. The blocking in front of the lead back changed. Center Tyler Biadas is out indefinitely with a knee ligament tear from Tuesday's joint practice. Rookie Jake Slaughter has been named the starting center, and left guard remains unsettled, per Martinez and Eric Smith at the team's website. A run game runs through its interior, and this one was just rebuilt on the fly, and the June thread stays what it was. We previewed Hampton as the cleanest situation bet at the position, a vacated lead role, plus a coordinator who feeds backs, with availability as the whole risk. Nothing this week touched either half. Being kept out of a sloppy exhibition blowout is how teams treat the backs they are counting on, and Mike McDaniel's most growth praise from earlier in camp remains the loudest evidence on file. What to watch. Whether Hampton gets a real series in Thursday's finale against the Rams, the last preseason look before Arizona, and how the backfield behind him survives the cut down to 53 next Sunday, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.